You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Morales stopping in from his busy day of meetings all over the place and all
Laura
that stuff.
Laura told me to come here. I don't know why.
Yeah. To join the fun and frivolity. Yes.
Now, Chris, who is the most emotional Lakers fan you know?
Like Alan Sliwa.
Sliwa's a very good name. That's the name I was
looking
for.
But he doesn't lose it.
Hey, Laker fans.
So, like, I hear from Laker fans all the time.
That are
like,
crazy, ragged
yeah,
edge,
like, here, I'll
nut
give you
jobs.
Brian, one of our listeners, sent me this the other night after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he, you know, we had an exchange, and he sent it back to, you know, he said, John, I'm over this effing team. Coach, you're lost a 30-year fan. Losing a 12-and-20-point lead, unforgivable for a coach. Make adjustments, change strategy, sub players in, something. I'm over this team. Good luck rest of the games. I'm out until next year.
Lost a 30-year fan.
Lost a friend, literally.
Lost a friend,
I wrote him
yeah.
back. I said, Brian, don't blame you. Incredibly frustrating loss. Possibly a season ender. Like every year, they'll make changes, and hopefully they get back next season. Thanks for the note. Okay. Then he writes back, sorry for the angry message, John. You know, he comes back.
Everybody, no matter what, if somebody's angry, they come at you, you go back at them, they always come back nice.
So people send me Laker fans all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who this is.
Okay.
This guy, I love passionate fans. Yeah. Chris, you're going to love this guy.
Right. It's passionate
this
energy.
This was some dude on TikTok.
Yep.
And to say that he may have lost, I think, you know, everybody knows I'm rooting for Darvin. I like Darvin. I know a lot of people don't like Darvin. You know, you're all entitled to your opinion. This guy is very much.
By the way, it's a guy named Eddie Von Tramp.
Okay. So Eddie has had it.
Well, you're going to make fun of this guy's name.
I didn't make fun of
him. Chris, you're not going to make fun of him. He's going to be your new best friend.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to. Brian, this was like 5 minutes long. You pulled the first how long? 45 seconds?
Yeah, first minute.
Okay, first minute. Let's just say Eddie has had it, and he doesn't care who knows it.
Darvin Ham is the literal reason why I will never have kids. How could I bring a child into this world? Look what I can do on this screen. I could ice it, yoke LeBron's in backside up on Jokic's roll. I could up and hedge it right here. Torian Prince is going to get all the way over in backside help. D'Angelo Russell can take both Nuggets two passes away. You must have backside help, you moron, you pile of trash. Jackson Hayes, look at D'Angelo Russell is standing right next to you. Torian Prince also in the gaps. You have no reason, none, to be playing off Jamal Murray. You've got help everywhere. First of all, on the switch with Jokic, you want to get underneath, battling for position. If you're just going to instantly front the post, where's LeBron? Must get in backside help. Can't let pass to Jokic get made over the. No one's moved. What's the game plan here? There is no.
How great is that guy?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Is that guy to 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. starting Monday?
yeah, there he is.
And you might say, well, he's mad at the Lakers. Like, why? You know, no, that's a passionate fan.
The word
fan is short for fanatic.
Fanatic, yes.
Chris, that's your kind of guy,
right?
When
they lose Sunday or Monday.
Oh, come on. Be optimistic.
Or Saturday or Monday, I should say. We should get him on the air. Is he on TikTok?
Eddie Von Tramp.
I don't know, somebody he posts that, and his analysis is actually pretty.
No, his analysis
good.
Is not bad. Yeah. You don't lay
do you mean
off
not
Jamal
bad?
Murray. No, it's not.
What's
well,
wrong? A little too passionate.
No,
for
no,
you?
No, we're talking about the Nuggets inside of it. I like the passion.
He's so emotional that I think his analysis gets lost a little bit. Yeah. But it's actually pretty good.
It's good basketball analysis. That guy is a passionate guy. He might even be in the league. He could be in the league.
You think he's in the league?
He could
like
be.
Like Shedano
and like Ireland in the league. So much reaction to yesterday sharing a rib.
Oh, yes.
With Morales.
That got the intended response.
Now, he, in fact, does have Juan's number.
I have Juan's number.
I think he's
more worried about me having Juan's number at this point.
Well, you know, Chris, this is the way you get in the jacuzzi. It's Mason that doesn't want you in
right,
there.
Of course.
Juan
no,
doesn't
not.
Care.
It's not. I don't care.
No, okay.
Oh, I know. It's Juan.
Juan doesn't care. Disagree. Well, I think Juan would allow Chris
I'm like, who cares?
What would you do if you came home one afternoon and you just see Juan and I in the jacuzzi and a stack of ribs?
I would be creeped out.
Would you join?
If Juan said,
hey, honey, come on in.
Yeah.
Would you join?
If you were in there? Yeah. No, it's a two-person tub. I'm not getting in with you. By the way, yesterday, so you sent that picture of the rib eating to Juan.
Yes.
And I was also on that text. And what did Juan text back?
Not till like 7 o'clock at night.
What did
so
he text
I feel
back?
Like you guys had a conversation.
What did he text back?
Unsubscribe.
No,
which you know, all that he knows is now he's subscribed.
By the way, Chris.
That's the wrong
you
answer.
You know that Mason took Juan's phone and wrote that.
No,
right?
No. I swear to God. No. He wrote it, and then I said, oh, I better go in and like it so he knows it's a joke. So I liked it.
Oh, I do.
I hearted it.
I've known Juan for a while. It's okay.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Mason in Ireland, we had a Mandy's 3 production meeting.
Oh, nice.
We got a lot of fun stuff planned.
Oh, really?
Oh, good.
As it pertains to this show.
We are going to be made sport of?
No.
No?
I would say we're going to pay tribute.
Oh, nice.
Probably.
Oh, in only a way Chris can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's only one tribute I really want on that night, Morales. You know what it is?
No.
Best host of the year.
Well, voting starts Monday.
Oh, it's officially starting Monday?
Yeah.
I got to get the Russian bots
on
this right away.
Get the bot.
The only thing that is
holding... the same people they've using to fix all the elections. Apparently, that's a big deal.
Oh, sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, we will have Fan of the Year, which we select internally, but we're going to have a new category.
Okay.
And we haven't decided the exact name, but it'll basically be, let's just call it Listener of the Year.
Okay.
Where listeners will be able to write in their vote for other people on the Twitter community.
Oh, that's smart.
So somebody could vote right in Crypto Ray. Somebody could write in Casper Villas. Somebody could
Didn't
write
Crypto
in
Ray already Radio Microphone Award?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right,
but this
right.
is voted on by the people for the people. Also, there's going to be a Lifetime Achievement Award this year that goes to somebody on the team. I won't tell you who.
Lifetime Achievement Award to somebody on our team?
Yes.
I'm trying to
Somebody over there?
No.
Has anyone been here longer than us?
I don't think so. I mean, we're on our...
We've only given out that award
we're
once.
We're on our sixth program,
Drew. And that was on Mandy's one. That went to Dr. Clapper.
So well-deserved.
Well, yeah, well, and Dr.
Love
Clapper's back in the fold now, right?
He is back in the fold.
Will he be invited to Mandy's 3?
Oh, absolutely. He might co-host it with me.
When best doctor?
How long do you think, if I ask Pepe to co-host the whole show with
me... Oh, my God.
Me, how long do you think he can hang in?
Oh, he can hang.
Oh, my God.
No, he would get sick of you after 20 minutes.
20 minutes? You
Although,
think that's all we got?
The one focus. Thing about Pepe.
Focus.
Focus. A lot of focus when he does it. And he'll ride in on his...
The horse.
Whoopie-doo.
And exactly. Then there will be the most hated award.
Pepe will be here tomorrow.
Well, so this is new and most hated award?
Well, that's going to be interesting.
So the thing is who wants to be nominated? Of course, Greg, just looking to win an award, is nominating himself along with me.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, shouldn't everybody be on there?
No.
Just in case?
No, because some people don't feel comfortable being nominated as most hated.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's true.
I don't care.
So right now we have
me.
You can put me and Mason in there.
Me,
we don't care.
Corporate Greg.
Yep.
Sedano,
right.
John.
Not me.
If you want to be.
People hate
it's
me.
It's all guys?
Come on.
Well, no, if you want to be nominated.
I've got lots
people
of
hate
haters.
Me. Let's go.
You want to be nominated?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Who doesn't want to be nominated for most hated?
A lot of people.
You know what I say? I say you want people who love you or despise you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the old radio saying was when they ask about you and rated ones and one through five, you want either ones or fives.
Exactly.
You don't want threes.
The extremes are what win.
A lot of threes, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Any other new awards? Yeah, exactly. Any other new awards?
I think that's it. We're going to do Best Smile, thanks to our friends at Children's
Enterprise. I don't have that. I've got a crooked smile.
Like the song?
Is there a song called Crooked Smile?
Yes, by J. Cole.
Yeah, no. J. Cole. Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
great song.
I do have a crooked smile and an off-balance face. That's what they say.
That's a good song.
So any other new awards?
I think that will cover
yeah.
it.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is just me being extra, but I want to know.
Uh-huh.
Because Chris and I talked about this. So for associate
mm-hmm.
producer, am I in that category?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Am I in the producer category?
So this morning on the piece of paper, on the list of things you were not, and I said we need to add her to that category as well.
So my bit now is I want both.
So
you want to win both.
I'm the only one that
I'm
is in both.
Oh, the daily double for
Laura. I want to shake it up this year.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun. No, you have a lot of big... Yachtly Crew's not
No,
in.
They're next year.
Are we adding a musical
we
component?
We are going to have a musical pre... So the way this is going to work, because it's a different location, is it's all going to happen in the big tent. So the pre-show stuff will happen. The red carpet, you'll walk into the big tent. And then the post-show, people can hang in the big tent area. So we are going to have a musical number. before the show. I don't know yet. Yeah, we're working on some stuff. It's going to be more of like an East LA sound beforehand. But it's not like a sit-down concert. They're just going to be playing for entertainment, and people can get their drinks. They can do the meet and greet. They can just be there.
And our DJ is going to be there again?
DJ Ray will be there as well.
Have we got... I was thinking kind of a... What about a little jazz band?
Well, we did that year one, if you remember.
I don't remember.
Okay, so obviously it was a big hit.
You expect me to remember things from 2 years ago?
He doesn't remember things from two weeks ago.
Two shows ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a little, maybe a little jazz band.
You want a jazz band?
Jazz band.
For yeah. what?
For entrance music. Because it sets a vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, if we can find a jazz band, I'm not into it.
You're not. What you are not into my karaoke concept.
It's never really stuck.
Yeah. Don't you think, Ireland, there should be a karaoke component to the Mandy Awards?
Yes.
No, I think we should let people who can actually sing. No, I think karaoke is stupid.
That's no fun. You want the people who can't sing to sing.
No, so, that's then you have to sit through it.
After the show is over, mm-hmm. the lights come up,
yep.
and the post show then happens in the tent. The same place we're doing the Mandy.
Oh, right. Okay. It's in a tent now.
It's a giant tent where they just did this huge boxing event last week.
Awesome.
So we could then have a karaoke component to the post show.
Oh, nice, yeah.
We could do that.
So we're doing a post show this year.
It's not really, it's just happening. Everyone kind of dispersed last year into the bars.
Yes.
This time, it's all right there.
Okay.
It's all happening. Remember when we
had
that slogan?
It's all happening.
Remember that slogan?
Exactly. That was after the one from Vanderpump Rules, wasn't it?
Mason Shayna, Ireland, it's all happening.
By the way, here's Shayna. Did she not have it's
Sheena.
All? Sheena. Sheena, she had yeah, it's all right happening here. Tattooed on her forearm.
Lisa promised me she would do it. Hey, don't say anything about what I just sent you. I want to talk to you about it. But if Sheena shows up at the Mandy's, I'll get there early. And, you know, she'll need supervision.
It's Sheena, not Shayna.
Yes. Sheena's on husband number two. I think she's 25. On two of five.
She's on a roll.
John would supervise Sheena or Shayna.
Right.
Mean, honestly.
Yeah, true. To be honest, that's true.
So have you pulled our most embarrassing
Jenna
moments?
Jenna or Jana, yeah. Either way.
You're in the ballpark. Yeah. Have you pulled all of our most embarrassing moments?
Producer Jorge and Carwell are working on a lot of stuff.
Excellent.
I think they have a lot to choose from.
A lot of material this year.
We got a lot of stuff.
Awesome. And when do tickets go on sale?
Not until June.
Oh, really? So it's going
to
be...
And we've got a meeting tomorrow where you might have to come to a potential partner for ticket stops.
Have I never
I'm not talking about
gone
you.
To
I'm
a...
just talking about
Why?
People.
You're acting like, oh, Mason won't go to a partner. Of course I will. Why are you saying I won't go to a
I never,
a part?
Did I ever say
you
that?
You just suggested that.
No, when I say
I don't think
you
did.
I meant like listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we're going to have ticket stops like the old days. Like you probably did at 97Q.
93Q. WRQ.
You did ticket stops, right?
Oh, sure we did.
Oh, see,
we also did bumper stickers. Nobody does bumper stickers anymore.
Well, did
Nobody...
you see the new footballs we got made? The little mini footballs?
Oh, my God. They're so cute. Yeah. I love them.
The Flick It footballs?
No, they're like mini footballs.
Oh,
like the stress relievers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are they?
I have one.
Laura's got one in her hand.
Oh, Laura's got one? Yeah, I didn't get one yet.
We might get special Mandy's ones made.
Oh, nice. Special footballs for the night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, somebody's going to get pelted, you know that?
A lot of people, they're going to throw it at me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so Morales, what else going on? Anything?
Well, Laura sent me in here, and I said, no, they're doing their thing. I don't want to bother them. She goes, oh, see, you only go on Sedano and Cap.
Yeah,
oh,
that's kind of true.
You do see? Only go on Sedano and Cap. Like, I was listening last Tuesday night.
Yesterday was Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I was listening last
Monday
night.
Monday I was on the show.
But you were on last night between 6 and 7, and I thought, look, Morales is hanging in there.
The show needs help.
From 6 to 7 o'clock. And we couldn't get him in our first hour yesterday.
Cappy got yelled at yesterday because he was just giving us top line stuff. He wasn't out. He had no takes on the game. He's just repeating, like, yeah, so that was the fourth quarter when LeBron. It's like, dude, it's 24 hours later. We already know those stories.
Right.
Top line Cappy is what I'm going to call him now.
Top line Cappy.
This is why he can't be
He needs to be more like that guy.
Yes.
That
I need takes.
The guy that goes in.
That says he's not having kids because of Darvin Ham.
Yes.
This is why he's not a great A.
See,
because it's just word vomit. He uses 500 words when 50 are in five.
He does say many words.
Right?
I will say that for Cappy. But the words are funny.
Top line Cappy.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's going to Cappy
assessment.
For deep sports analysis.
You don't?
I don't think anybody's coming
to
me for deep sports analysis.
People come to John for analysis.
Oh, no, yes. John and Shinano, they go deep sports.
Because
they're
in the league.
They're in the league.
Yeah.
That's a totally different category.
Where are they coming for analysis on the other show?
Which, the 10-1?
Yeah.
Slewa.
Emily.
Travis.
Yeah.
I think Emily actually might have the
Emily
best analysis.
Does have the stuff. She's got it going down.
Mason
did
a whole podcast with Emily.
I did. Yeah. Comes out tomorrow. All right. Coming up next for you, 5 million views on TikTok for a senior at Torrance High School. You'll never guess why. Okay. That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, Chris, hang around for a second. I got to read this thing about iSpot Active first. Do you play golf, pickleball, tennis, soccer, basketball, football, any of that stuff? If you do, your chances are you get sore. I'm a big cryotherapy guy, and iSpot Active has created wearable cryotherapy. So you purchase iSpot's devices. They're awesome. Mason's got one. I've got one. Sedano's got one. And basically, you put these things on for 20 minutes. You go about your day, and at least in my case, I'm not sore anymore. And you don't have to stop what you're doing. It just kind of feels like you have football pads on. So try it. If you don't like it, they have a full money-back guarantee and free shipping. So you got nothing to lose. The only way you can get wearable cryotherapy is to go to their website, iSpotActive.com. You'll see James Worthy on there. He's one of the owners of the company. And you'll see testimonials from a doctor. All your questions will be answered at iSpotActive.com. But if you're active and you want to stay active, don't wait. Sign up today. Get your iSpot Active device. If you don't like it, you can send it back. You get all your money back. But you'll love it. Everybody I've turned on to this thing loves it. iSpot Active, iSpotActive.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Whatever happened to CeeLo? Where is he now?
What's he doing? Did he get Me Too'd?
Is that what happened?
I seem to remember CeeLo? There was some type of an incident.
I know he always sat on, American Idol or whatever, yeah, with a bird.
The Voice.
He was on The Voice, right?
I don't like off-the-board pets, like a bird. Like, what's the point of a bird?
What does a bird
actually do?
We used to have birds when I was little.
Yeah.
And they were just messy and noisy.
Yeah, I don't understand birds. I don't understand turtles. I don't understand.
Oh, turtles are cute. Turtles.
Let me tell you a little turtle story. I'm glad you mentioned turtles.
Turtle.
So when I was a little kid, probably 3-4 years old, and I remember this very clearly as one of my earliest memories, we had those little turtles with the little slide and like a fake palm tree and stuff. And then all of a sudden they did a story on the news about salmonella and turtles. And my mom just immediately took them to the can and flushed them down the toilet.
No.
Yes, she did.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, it's rough. Now, turtles can swim, though.
But, like, you flushed it down the toilet.
But aren't they able to swim?
I'm going to say yes.
Sea turtles.
Pero, like, I don't know.
Oh, these may not have been sea turtles.
Yeah.
You're right. May not have been sea turtles. Yeah. But a snake, like Cody's got a snake.
Oh, what? No. Did you see the black mamba snake video that I sent you
guys? Yeah, the one where the snake ate the other snake?
Yeah, so... What? No.
Oh.
So there was a black mamba snake goes into a house. They bring in a professional snake catcher. And this girl grabbed this black mamba like it was nothing. And she's like, the whole thing is like wrapped around her arm. And I was like, oh, nah, girl. I even asked you, I was like, how much would it take for you guys to wrestle like a snake or grab a snake? How much money?
How big is the snake?
It was huge.
By the way, snakes are gross. I don't think
They're
I'm getting
slimy.
In this. Do you ever see those churches where they use snakes?
No.
Snake churches?
What?
Wait, there's no such thing as
that. I was like, there's no such
That's
thing.
That's in the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey.
I don't think it's like a legit thing,
Google
though.
Google snake churches and they'll pop right up. Snake handling in Christianity. Yeah, that's like an actual thing at some churches.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. All right. So, John, you'll find this to be an interesting story. We all went through the college experience and the application process. So there's a high school senior at Torrance High School. Her name is Nicole Leano.
Hi, Nicole.
And she's been doing social media since she was in sixth grade. She said, I've always wanted to share the real and raw stuff. So even before the college process, I was like, yeah, I'm going to film all my reactions, whether it's acceptance or rejection.
Okay.
So her dream school, UCLA.
Really hard to get in now.
She goes on to TikTok. She's got a UCLA sweatshirt on. And she's got her family with her. And she's got the letter that came from UCLA.
Oh, no.
Whether she's accepted or not.
And she doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Okay.
She did not get accepted. And she was sad. And her family was sad.
Do you have it?
She couldn't believe it. I don't have the audio of it. But the one thing she said is, overall, it's really cool. I got to relate to other high school seniors, but also resonate with people who went through this process like 10 years ago and got rejected from their dream school. Was UCLA your dream school always?
Yeah. And so, but this will tell you the difference.
Yeah.
My high school GPA was 3.8. I was pretty good, but not valedictorian.
Yeah, but, that's very good.
Matter of fact, my senior class had about 400 people.
Yep.
I was 34th
that's
in
pretty
my
good.
Class.
Yeah.
I got accepted early to UCLA with a 3.8. Now, I wouldn't even get a sniff.
Really?
You got to be like a 4.5 with AP placement classes. It's so hard for kids to get into college now.
And UCLA is tough.
Yeah. Well, all these, like San Diego State's tough.
Like, San Diego State's tough?
That's where Lisa went, and she couldn't get in now.
Wow.
Most California schools, if you don't have a 4.0 or above and tons of extracurriculars, you're not getting in.
Where else did you get accepted?
Penn State.
Penn State?
Notre Dame.
Wow.
Arizona State.
Wow.
UCLA. But always, the whole time was, if I get in, Penn State, because my mom's family is from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right.
Lived in right outside Allentown.
Yep.
Arizona State, because they had a broadcasting school, and it's where Al Michaels went to school.
Oh, yeah.
And I applied and got into Missouri because they had a campus television station
at
Missouri.
All right.
But I didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
My whole time, I said, if I get into UCLA, I'm going. All these other guys are backups.
Yeah.
And did you apply to more than one school?
I applied to three schools.
I applied to five.
I applied to Bowling Green, which I got accepted at. I applied at Northwestern, and I got accepted there.
You should be proud of that. That's a hard thing.
And
you had an insane SAT score.
I had a crazy SAT score. And Yale, I got accepted. I got accepted to the Yale Drama School because I'm a very fine actor.
But it would have cost your parents money to send
you
there.
So much. My parents said
no. And you got a scholarship to go to Bowling Green, right?
Yeah, my parents basically said you're on your own.
So my freshman year, UCLA is on the quarter system.
Yep.
Okay, so you had to pay, I don't know if you had to do this at Bowling Green, but we had to pay reg fees. Okay.
Reg fees, yeah.
It's basically you're paying to go to school.
Yeah.
My reg fees, fall quarter freshman year, fall of 1981,
okay.
$241.
Really?
Okay. When I got out, spring quarter of my senior year, 4 years later, $1,700.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it is now, but that's how much it went up in 4 years.
Wow.
And that was for a public school. USC now, to go to USC?
I can't even imagine. What is it?
I think it's $100,000 a year.
$100,000
a year.
Oh, God.
And it's hard to get in.
Only Lori Loughlin and Massimo can afford that.
Yeah, they have a good, they know a guy.
Oh, they know a guy. Exactly.
But, I mean, these kids, I don't know how they're getting into these schools, because most all these schools say if you don't have a 4.0, get lost. It's hard.
Almost $65,000 for 1 year.
At USC?
Yep.
Okay, so I think that's just to go to school.
Yeah,
by the time you get a place to live, get all your stuff, I mean, I think you're looking at six figures a year.
Yeah, no question.
Ridiculous.
Did you watch any of the Dodger game last night?
Just Shohei's home run.
Shohei's home run is ridiculous. Here is the call from that home run, right? Do you have it there, Brian? Thanks.
With an absolute rocket. Forget about it. First game in Nats Park, first home run in Nats Park. 4-1 Dodgers, 4-23 on Sunday, 4-50 tonight.
So that's the longest home run hit by a Dodger this year, and it's also the hardest hit ball. You know they have a hard hit meter now?
Hard hit rate.
Hardest hit ball in the major leagues this season, and the hardest hit ball of Shohei's career.
Yeah, 118.7 miles per hour was the exit velocity on that. And all of a sudden, he's got six home runs, and people are worried.
Well, there is a narrative out there that Shohei Ohtani is struggling or that he's not as good with the Dodgers as he was with the Angels.
What?
Neither of those things are true.
No.
Off the field, obviously, Shohei's had some stuff. But on the field, he's been rock solid. He leads the major leagues in batting average, and he's second in OPS to Mookie Betts.
Yeah, I mean, he's batting 364. Where is that narrative coming from that Shohei is not?
Oh, just Google Shohei Ohtani, and you'll see why. What's wrong with Shohei? Why is he doing that? Nothing's wrong with him.
Yeah, nothing at all.
He's playing great.
Last night, by the way, the Dodgers did win 4-1. And we were complaining about the bullpen yesterday and said the only reliable guy is Evan Phillips. And then Evan Phillips struggled in the ninth. Michael Grove was good. Alex Vesey was good. Daniel Hudson was good. And then Evan Phillips struggled, did get his sixth save of the year. Today, Landon Knack is back on the mound for the Dodgers. His second big league start versus the Nationals. Early start in
Please
D.C.
Please tell me that his walk-in music is something from the Knack, like it's My Sharona Good Girls Don't. Or
we should find that out. It should
be. Burton, who created the Knack, listens to
us. Oh, yeah. Burton Aver.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be using that as his playing song. All right, coming up next for you, John, as we get towards Game of Games, whose game is it today?
Brian, it's you, right?
It is, yes. Yeah.
Brian's game. All right.
There's a little Mike Sharona. Turn this up.
As Burton would say, not a one-hit wonder.
No, they had...
Girls Don't was also big.
Well, no, and they had two or three other songs, too. And they're great in concert. They don't play it. They don't perform anymore, but they... I've been to a couple of private parties where they've played. They're awesome.
Yeah, it's a great band. I owned this album. It was a classic. And I would be surprised if Landon Knack is not using this as his playoff song,
right? It has
right?
to, right?
It has to. All right, coming up next for you... I like nature as much as the next guy, John, but Jim Harbaugh is doing it in a pretty wild way.
This story is weird to me, and he's not the only Charger coach who's doing it.
Yeah. We'll get to that coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So, Ireland, I want to just touch on something that I think is a great misconception around the station. Play this promo a little bit. This is Giordano and Cappy.
Coming up today at 4 p.m.
They're on at 4.
The LA Afternoon Takeover.
And they're taking
with
over.
Giordano and Cappy.
I mean, listen, don't make me start dissing you.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I think, Georgie, I think maybe you and I should collab on a diss track.
On Morales?
With just everybody. We just take
we our, just like, take the whole station?
You know what we do?
We should do it for the opening of the Mandy's.
First of all, that would be terrible. Like, do you imagine how mad people would get if we did that, though? I mean, it would be hilarious. And if anyone would be able to pull it off, it would be you and me.
Who would get mad? Who would get mad if they did a bit?
Slee.
Really?
I think Slee rolls with it better than he used to. Disaway.
Yeah, I think he's came around to that.
Yeah, I think he's got more fun in him
since
now.
Since the trial of the century,
he's loosened up.
He's loosened up and won. Loosened up.
He's the only one
I
could think of that I would be nervous about offending. Yeah, if you and I were doing a diss track.
Yeah. No, I would not be. I'm not offendable anymore.
Me neither.
Are you offendable?
No.
Come at me, bro.
I've lost all sense of being offended.
Yeah, you can't be in the public eye as long as we have and get...
Yeah, I mean, get a steady stream of crap on my social media.
Half the city hates us.
Exactly. All right, so real quick, we're going to do the Jim Harbaugh thing in a minute, but I wanted to get Ruben in here, who's an LAFC guy, 3252 guy. Ruben, what's up, man?
What's up, mates? What's up, Ireland?
Hey, Ruben.
I'm the one that gave you the 42 original scarf, the weed scarf.
I love the weed scarf, man.
Ruben, how tough will it be to get Mason into the 3252?
Oh, it'll be easy. If he wears that scarf to the game, you could walk him to the up there. It's almost like having a ticket.
Is that right?
It's like having a ticket, he says.
Nice. Okay. I'm shooting for next Sunday, Ruben.
All right. Sounds good. We have a tailgate before. If you want to hop on by, you can't miss it. You can't miss the smell.
Bet you can't. I bet we'll be able to smell it from here at LA Live. It'll be so much fun.
For sure, definitely.
All right. Plan on next Sunday, Ruben. I'm definitely going to be there. We'll DM me or whatever. Actually, get your number, we'll connect off the air.
I'll ask my sister
for it.
All
right, sounds good.
Cool. Thanks, Ruben.
Cool.
So the weed section at 3252. I'm psyched about that. All right, so out in nature. I love, the beautiful skies and the ocean and the beach and
I read something that the average person spends 90% of their time indoors.
That's so sad.
I'm not, because I'm a golfer.
Get out of the house.
I'm more like 60-40.
Yeah. And kids are probably indoors 95% of the time playing their video games and whatnot. So Jim Harbaugh is doing something very, very interesting, though. He has chosen...
Now, keep in mind, Jim Harbaugh gets paid like $10 million a year.
He's chosen to live close to the land, John. Jim Harbaugh is living in an RV.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it at? In
Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach. Right at the beach, right?
Right. In an RV park.
Yep.
And one of his assistants is in the same RV park, except the assistant has a bigger RV than Harbaugh does. Here's the weird thing.
Yep.
Harbaugh's married with kids. Are the kids living in the RV?
That's a good question. I don't know how old his kids are.
I think they're older now. But
so maybe that may not be a thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I if you want to take a trip for 2 weeks in an RV, I'm all in. No worries. Live there? No, thank you.
How would you and Lisa do in an RV? Like we sold everything, we got our savings, we're going in an RV, we're going to see the country. How long would you and Lisa last?
Day and a half.
That's it.
My parents actually did this.
No.
Yeah, they did it for about 4 years. Whoa. Right at...
They didn't get sick of what ended? Why did it stop?
I think it was they went RVing with the goal of always buying a new house somewhere else. So I think they finally
found the
space.
So it was always going to be temporary, and then it lasted 4 years.
Right. I think their plan was only like a year or
two.
Do
you think you could do it?
I don't think I could do 4 years, but I feel like I could do a couple months for sure.
A couple months would be interesting. Laura, could you do any of it?
I thought I could. My friends and I wanted to do like a cross country thing for a few months.
Yep.
And then we're like, oh, we gotta live with each other all day, all the time.
In a very confined space.
Yeah.
I love you, but not that much. So no, I could not.
Sue, my friend Sue Kalinske, they've got
the fancy one.
They don't have an RV. They've got like a camper truck kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they love it. That's the only vacation they do. They go to an RV park wherever.
See, that's different.
Why?
Because it's for a very limited time.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you can do it for a limited
Harbaugh,
time.
I think, has been living in this RV in Orange County the whole time he's been with the Chargers.
I mean, he can't stay there very long, can he?
I don't know. He's weird. So, yeah, I mean... I can see him. I need to get more details. Is his family with him, or is it just him?
Yeah, we don't.
I think it's just him, but
yeah, he's being compared to Jim Rockford Rockford Files. Yeah, and that's what Rockford did. He had a trailer,
lived in the RV. Remember how every Rockford Files started?
No,
really creative.
Yep,
it was his phone answering machine. You would hear a ringing phone and said, "Hi, it's Jim Rockford." Leave a message at the beep, and it would always be some absurd message.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mr. Rockford, you've got $978 worth of parking tickets. We've impounded your car. Call us.
Yep.
Then the show would start.
And then the show would start. That was the cold open.
Or it'd be some girl. Jim, you said you would call, and you haven't called me.
You're like man of a thousand voices today. You've done at least five voices during the show.
Here's my favorite, James. Stop me if you guys have told.
Stop.
You've heard it.
No, I'm kidding.
No.
Okay. Laura, have you heard my James Garner story?
I don't believe so.
Okay, this is a great story.
Yeah.
So I'm friends with Kevin Conley, the guy who played E on Entourage.
Sure.
He's a golf buddy of mine.
Yep.
So he was in the movie The Notebook.
Oh, yeah.
Love that movie.
So in The Notebook... most people have seen it, but if not,
Ryan Gosling, Rachel McAdams, and then the old version of them is Jim Rockford and
James Garner
and Jenna Rollins.
Right. So it's basically set in two time periods, and they're playing the same character.
Mm-hmm.
So Gosling gets the script, and him and Conley are buddies, and they're hanging out together. And Gosling says to Conley, "Hey, James Garner has blue eyes, and I have brown eyes. And they're asking me to wear blue contacts to shoot the movie. But I'm in 90% of the scenes, and he's in 10%. shouldn't he be the one to wear the contacts? I'm going to go ask him. Conley's like, really? You're going to go ask James Garner?
If he'll wear contacts?
And Gosling goes, yeah. So Gosling walks over to him. He goes, hey, Mr. Garner. He goes, great to have you on this. You know, blah, blah, blah. He talks to him. He goes, and he explains the dilemma. And he says, so how about you wear brown contacts? And that way I don't have to wear contacts for the whole movie.
Right.
And he says, Garner looks at him, turns around, goes, kid, everybody knows Garner has blue eyes, and walks out of the trailer.
There you go.
That was it. And he had to wear blue contacts.
That's
for
very
the whole
funny.
Movie.
Very
like,
funny.
Like, didn't even consider it.
Yeah.
He's not with us anymore, right? James
no,
Garner?
James Garner is not. His daughter managed me briefly a number of years back. Gigi.
In another
Garner.
Life.
Yeah. And she was Cuckoo Birds.
Okay.
Well, but that might work for you.
Yeah, no, it worked for a little while.
Yeah.
And then brief didn't. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Brian's game today. We'll grab somebody from the afternoon show to play.
Sure, and I think the count starts today. It counts for two.
Counts for two,
excellent.
Exactly.
Nice. To come back.
We will do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and Shadano is here to play. Shadano, what's up?
Hey, I love the TikTok guy. I saw him this morning because someone in the Circle of Trust posted it, and someone texted to me separately and said, is this guy related to you? He's almost as loud, if not louder than you.
He is loud. Right.
He is certainly passionate.
Yeah. Fiery. Yeah. All right, so it is Brian Cohen's game today. Brian, what do we got going?
Oh, there we go.
Got a little... sports movie quotes kind
sports
of game.
Sports movie
here.
Okay. Quotes. Okay.
Was chopping this up with my mom, and she kind of came up with some of these questions.
All right. Thanks, good. Mom. Now, right. Is it multiple choice or is it?
Multiple choice. Two or three choices here.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. So, number one here. In the movie Major League, Pedro Serrano says, is it A, caps for bats keeps bats warm? Or is it B, hats for bats keeps bats warm?
Laura.
The Mar? First one, sorry.
You're going caps. Mace.
I'm going caps.
I'm going hats.
I am also going hats.
It is hats.
So now hats and I are on the
bats.
Board.
Hats for bats.
My favorite line from that movie is he's he wants to sacrifice a chicken, and they bring him Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Number two here. In the movie Bull Durham, Annie says, I believe in the game of baseball. I believe in the soul of baseball. Or C, I believe in the church of baseball.
Mace.
I'm going to guess church.
I will also say church. Sedano.
Ooh, I'm going to go soul.
Laura.
I'm going to go church.
It is church.
Okay. Baseball.
Everybody but George.
Oh, there was no breaking news.
I was going to say.
I accidentally hit the breaking news button.
All right. What's next, Brian?
In the remake of the movie Longest Yard, Cheeseburger Eddie says in the final game, always protect the biscuits, always protect the McNuggets.
This one's me, and I don't know the answer, so I'm guessing. I will say always protect the McNuggets. Sedano.
I'm going to say biscuits because I've never heard always protect the McNuggets. I've heard protect the biscuits.
Laura.
I'm also going biscuits.
Mace.
I say biscuits.
It is McNuggets.
Oh! Ireland with the point.
I have never heard that before.
No.
Wow.
That's pretty good. It's when they the ref is on their bad side, so they're just throwing the ball right at the ref. And his privates.
Protecting the McNuggets.
The McNuggets.
Yes.
All right, what's next, Brian?
All right, in the movie Hoosiers, before the final shot, Jimmy says, I'll make it, give me the ball, or we can win this.
George.
I hate that movie, and I've only watched it once. I'll say we can win this.
Laura.
A.
What? Laura.
Wait. A, I'll make it.
Okay,
I'll make it.
Sorry.
Mace.
What's the second one?
Give me the ball.
Give me the ball.
I'm with Laura. I'll make it.
It is I'll make it.
Oh,
oh cool. Yeah.
You don't like that movie?
I think it's the dumbest movie.
Yeah. Oh,
That and Rudy, to me, are the most unrealistic movies
now,
in the world.
Rudy's stupid. Yeah. Rudy's stupid.
So Mace and I worked with Bob Golic, who was on that team.
Yeah.
He says Rudy is completely made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Like,
yeah.
None of it ever happened. Yeah. Joe Montana was on that team. He says he doesn't even remember that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Ireland, you're keeping score, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm up 4-1. You have 2.
Damn.
Those guys have 1. All right, Brian, keep going.
All right, in the movie Rudy. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
That was good, Ryan.
In Rocky IV, Drago says to Apollo, "I will destroy you. I will kill you. I must break you."
Mace, let me go last.
Okay.
I am going to guess.
Mace, this is you.
I'm going to guess I must break you.
I also say I will break you, Laura.
With the crowd.
It's I must break you.
It is I must break you.
Yeah. I must break you.
Okay. I must
break you. Waiting for Sedano to do it.
There we go.
And how many you got left, Brian?
4 left.
Okay.
In 1984, Karate Kid, is the real saying, wax on right hand, wax off left hand, wax on, wax off, or wax on left hand, wax on right hand, wax on, wax off, or just wax on, wax off?
Okay. I will go first, and I will say wax on, wax off. Sedano.
The hand is one of them. I just don't know which one it was. It was left or right
first. Left
or
right, yeah.
I'm going to say right was first.
Okay, Laura.
I'm going to say left is first.
Mace.
I'm going to say it's just plain wax on, wax off.
It is the right hand first.
Yeah! Oh!
So Sedano has 3. All right, so the score is Ireland 5, Sedano 3, Laura 3, Mace 2.
Damn.
Okay, 3 left?
3 left, yes.
Okay.
In the movie Mr. Baseball, Jack's famous line is, "We're not athletes, we're baseball players." Or B, "We're not entertainers, we're baseball players."
You have to go first.
Yes.
Who starred in Mr. Baseball? I don't remember
Tom
that one.
Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Oh, okay.
I remember this movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember
it.
He plays
in Japan.
That's right. Now I remember the premise, but I never saw the movie.
I don't know, so this is a guess. I will say we're not athletes, we're baseball players. Sedano.
All right, I'm going to stick with Ireland on this one. I'm going to, just because I still have 2 more I can go opposite.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Ireland, yeah.
All right, Laura.
I am going to go opposite because I need a catch. So
okay, Mace.
We're entertainers, not baseball players. Or we're not entertainers, we're baseball players.
It's athletes.
Yeah!
There you go.
So Sedano.
I'm out, right?
Darn.
Yeah, Mace, you are now out.
Damn.
How many are left, Brian?
2 more.
All right, but Laura, you're out. So now it's me and you. And
so I got to go opposite both ways.
And I'm going first. Yeah.
Number 9, Field of Dreams. Terrence says to Ray, "This field, this game, it's a part of our past." Or this field, this game, is our future.
Okay, Ireland answers first.
I'm going to say it's part of our past.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
I think it's that.
It is. Yeah.
It's. I'll go the other way, but yeah.
It is part of our past.
Yeah, gotcha. Past. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you got a tiebreaker?
Baseball.
I do. I got
we have one more just in case.
Yeah, do them both, Brian.
Yeah, do them both.
From the movie Sandlot.
Okay.
Oh, I love that movie.
Is it you throw like a girl, you play ball like a girl, or you run like a girl?
I think it's you run like a girl. Might be throw, though.
Think you throw like a girl.
I thought it was throw, too.
Laura? You throw like a girl.
It's actually you play ball like a girl.
Oh,
Laura, you seem so sure of it there,
I love that movie.
What was the tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker, how much did the Field of Dreams gross opening box office weekend?
You're
opening
right,
weekend, okay.
Wow, so this
weekend.
Is like 80s, right?
1989. Yeah. Yeah.
I will say $8.75 million.
I am going to say $12.2 million.
Ooh, I was going to go 12. I'll say $12.3 million.
Jackass.
I will say 7.5.
All way over 530,000.
No really? Way!
Oh, wow. I would have got it.
Well, so it was not a big hit.
No.
Wow.
It became a cult classic later.
It was released early in the year, April. It's one of the few movies released early in the year that went on to be nominated for Best Picture. Are you a Field of Dreams fan?
Most people say you're either a Bull Durham or a Field of Dreams guy. I'm a Bull Durham guy.
I'm a both guy.
Yeah.
Both.
If you had to pick one you keep forever, the other one goes away forever.
Major League is the one I'm keeping of all of them.
I love Major League.
Major League is the best baseball movie.
There's one better. Only one.
What?
The original Bad News Bears.
Yeah, that was good. That's Walter Matthau.
Yeah. But if you give me one.
Yeah, and the other one goes
Field
away.
Of Dreams or Bull Durham, yeah. I'm taking Field of Dreams.
No, I'm keeping Bull Durham.
Me too.
Because it's funnier.
Field of Dreams. And the book is great. And all that stuff.
I worship at the Church of Ron Shelton.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting rid of a Ron Shelton movie.
All right, let's hit the Super State. There he is, Cappy in South South. Shadano here in studio. Cappy, what are you doing?
What's up with the puffy inside today?
Wearing the puffy jacket inside today.
It's a fashion statement. Fashion.
It gets cold in here.
Today is World Fashion Revolution Day.
It is?
Really?
Yeah, it is. I think I probably am the guy that's revolutionized his fashion most lately.
Yeah, you had nowhere to go but up.
True, I had nowhere to go but up.
But we were talking about this earlier, guys. Who's the best dressed man in the world today? If you wanted to give somebody an example of a guy who is a great dresser, who do you go with?
All right, I got mine right away.
Who'd you go with?
You ready for this?
Yeah, ready.
The Rock.
No.
Is The Rock a good dresser? No. I don't think of him as a good dresser.
I don't either.
He's hot, but no.
He wears tank tops.
Hey.
I think he's hot.
Yeah, I don't agree on that, though, Cappy. It's got to be somebody
hot?
Sort of distinguished.
More regal.
Clooney is dressed really
well.
Yeah,
Clooney. Someone like that.
Somebody who wears like Tom Ford things. Yeah. Like you have Tom Ford things, right?
Yeah, not very many, but a few.
Not many.
Yeah.
Max used to have
that was a Kellerman thing.
Oh, Kellerman, big on Tom Ford. Thing.
Yeah, they were all the same color.
Yeah, the black. He loved the black Tom Ford.
The same Tom Ford every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cappy, how would you describe your fashion sense?
I would say I call it non-existent.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, here's the thing. When you dress the way I dress, which is primarily in, like, jogger pants and, like, V-neck T-shirts, that doesn't really say much about your fashion sense.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, Mace, I did at one time, just so you know, you'll appreciate this, and Johnny, I once worked in TV. This is about 12 years ago. And I had a daily morning TV show.
Okay. Really?
And oh, we've seen the clip of
the
this.
The Cappy Show?
Yeah.
It wasn't called the Cappy Show, but it was, I don't even know what it was called. But they had a person who dressed us.
Uh-huh.
And a very healthy clothing allowance.
Wow.
I had one of those once.
That's fancy. Yeah.
That was very nice.
And I walked into this boutique or, I don't know, shop that this lady had.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I was able to get like 10, 12 sport jackets, tons of like Robert Graham shirts. You know, those shirts with the cool like cuffs where you turn them inside out and they turn different colors. I mean, really nice like Hugo Boss pants, you know, and jeans. Dude, I had a really great wardrobe until I got too fat to wear any of it.
Well, what happened? Is it stored away somewhere?
Most of it, I probably like gave away, you know?
Because I've got, like, I have a whole box of fat clothes in my storage unit.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, in the event I get really fat again, then I got clothes to fit me. But now I'm on thin clothes, but I'm storing the fat clothes just in case. Don't most people do that?
I think probably. So I have a buddy of mine who he lost like 50 pounds.
Nice.
And he had all these like custom-made suits, like as if he was Ric Flair or something, you know? And he had all these great custom-made suits. And my son, who's, you know, he's about 6'1 and about 215. He's kind of a big dude. He went to my buddy's house because this friend of mine was like, I'm never, ever going to get fat again. So I'm giving you all my fat clothes.
That's bold.
And my son has all these bomb suits and sport jackets. And I mean, like
for
thousands
nothing.
And thousands and thousands of dollars. Got it all for free. Now, the only issue is that when he opens up the jacket pocket, it says custom made for my buddy Blair.
Oh, okay. Now, is Blair... Has he kept the weight off?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, good for him. Great.
All right, so you guys ran a promo yesterday, Sinano and Cap, that you were thinking about writing a diss track.
Yeah. Right.
Well, as luck would have it, one of our listeners went to ChatGPT.
And wrote a diss track?
About Mason and Ireland, and a second one about Sedano
no!
and Cap.
You guys want to hear some of this? Yeah. Good, sure.
Why didn't we think of this yesterday, George? We're going to write one. Why write one? Why not just go to ChatGPT?
Okay, so here's ChatGPT.
Because we want it to be creative and not just like automatically let some computer default to it.
Who'll know?
Yeah, so here's... I'll just read a couple paragraphs from each one. The whole songs are on here, but here we go. Yo, it's time to lay it down. Let's cut to the chase. Mason and Ireland, yo, it's time to face the facts. You're legends in the sports talk game, but today I'm lighting this track up with flames. Mason, you're smooth with your voice so slick, but when it comes to rhymes, you might be a bit thick. Ireland, you're witty with knowledge to flaunt, but on this mic, you're a mere debutante. Here's the chorus. Mason and Ireland, you better brace, because this diss track's about to put you in your place. You talk sports all day, but now it's my turn to spit fire on the mic. Watch this diss track burn.
All right. Yeah. That's very good. Yeah.
So that goes on for three or four more paragraphs.
Yep.
And then he types in, write a Sedano and Kaplan diss track.
Okay.
All right. Listen up, it's time to make clear. Sedano and Kaplan, it's your turn to hear. The truth laid bare in rhymes that sting. I'm the one in control. I pull the strings. Sedano, you're smooth with that radio vibe. But in the rap game, you're just a small tribe. Kaplan, you bring the heat with passion so bold. But against my bars, you're left out in the cold. Here's the chorus. Sedano and Kaplan, it's time to face. This diss track's about to put you in your place. You talk sports all day, but now it's my turn to spit fire on the mic and watch the diss track burn. So the chorus is identical.
But the other
stuff wasn't bad.
No, it's good. It's good. Now, are you guys going to do it?
I don't know. We'll have to. Cappy's got a new best friend, Romeo on your radio from K-Day.
Oh, nice.
So I think he said he would potentially reach out to Romeo to see if he could help him with said diss track.
Because you'd be good at a diss track, Cappy.
Yeah, I think I also need Romeo to help me with the beat. You know, I got to kind of come up with a beat. I got to get into the studio.
The second Sedano and Cap verse is actually pretty good.
Let's hear it.
Your chemistry's strong. Your show's quite a hit. But in this rap battle, you're just not fit. I'm the lyrical master, the king of the beat, and against my flow, you're facing defeat.
There you go. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Not terrible.
By the way, if you're like Drake now and you hear that, you're like, what am I wasting my time writing bars for?
Exactly.
I mean, I should just go to ChatGPT.
So one of the things you said in the pro, I thought you said people around here are sensitive and wouldn't deal with it well. I think most people would roll with it. Don't you?
Yeah. Well, I heard you guys talk about this, and you could hear George say that everybody would be so pissed if we did a diss track. And you guys both said that you are no longer offendable.
I'm not offendable anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I am.
I'm not offendable.
I mean, you've come a long way. I never believed you were.
Right.
You've come a long way, if that's the case.
I cannot.
You haven't said you've lost a friend in a long time.
In years.
I am no longer offendable. Like, I've heard too many bad things about myself to think, I'm offended.
Are you okay that Sean McVay's coming on the show next week?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We had less on this week, so it's a fair.
Mace, I have a question for you, though.
Yes.
Who has conditioned you to be unoffendable? Who has said the meanest, nastiest?
Oh, Morales, easily. Okay.
Yeah, Morales.
Yeah, Morales. Yeah, close.
Yeah.
Why does he
says
do
it
that?
About everybody.
Well, I know why. Why
it's
he
in his
that?
Nature.
He literally, when he walked into the studio Monday, said his direct quote is "F you, a-hole."
Oh, nice.
I'm like, you're kidding me. That's the opener?
Right.
That's the opening line?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Where are we going from here?
Yeah. Right. I know. And I think gutless scumbag is bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Know?
Yeah, no. I think to do what we do, you kind of have to be unoffendable. Or you got to at least try it.
I would agree.
Yeah. Just too much out there.
Especially after the Laker defeat on Monday night. My God, I made such one comment.
Wait, but how about this? A caveat. I feel like, you know who's also come a long way?
Who dat?
Sliwa.
I agree.
Well, I said earlier, they said, who would be most offended if you two did a diss track? And I said, Slee is pretty sensitive, but Laura thinks he's past
He's
it
come
now.
A long way.
Slee rolls with it pretty good.
Let me tell you something. There was a time he was not, I mean.
Well, that was the original trial of the century.
Yeah.
He was legitimately furious with me.
Yes. Sliwa at Sunset.
I think the trial of the century went so well that he kind of got over it.
Yeah. Sliwa at Sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great
Those crosstalks were fun to listen to.
Oh, they were so awkward.
With gin.
Yeah,
with gin. And how many guys from the Athletic?
A Murphy bed.
Three.
You know that yesterday Morales.
From the Athletic. That was the guy from the Athletic.
Morales threatened him yesterday that he was going to stay on and do live imaging Tuesday through Laker Talk.
Through 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. God.
And you can hear the nervousness in his voice.
I'm sure. So, Cappy, I'm still able to use the hotel room tomorrow? Is that the game plan?
Yeah. So game plan is this, Mace.
Mm-hmm.
So George and I will be at Hennessy's.
In Hermosa. Yeah.
Hermosa.
10 minutes from Ireland's house.
That is a great spot.
Cappy
you guys
and I went there. We've been there. Cappy and I went there. Was it last year we went there?
We were there when the Chargers,
Chargers played the Chiefs.
Chargers.
No, it was a Monday night game or Thursday night game or something like that. Yeah.
And remember that's the game that Justin Herbert had gotten hurt
in the ribs. Yeah. Oh, right. Right. Yeah. And we went. It was me, you, and Lindsay. Right. And then I went down. You know where I took them afterwards? Ireland. We went to the one in Manhattan Beach. The Hennessy's in Manhattan Beach. Yeah. Hermosa. And then I took them to the Manhattan Beach Creamery. Oh, and so Cappy good. Had like, so we were having ice cream and Cappy went in like a milkshake because he said he wanted to save calories, except he saw them putting like multiple
nine scoops into the
milkshake.
I think you kind of lost that battle.
So Cappy, nine I'm going to use the hotel room, but you will not have been in this hotel room, right? Correct. Here's what will happen. I will be driving from South LA directly to Hermosa Beach.
Right.
You will get off the air at approximately this time tomorrow.
Yep.
You will walk across the street to the East Central Hotel.
Yes.
You will walk in. At that point, there will be instructions left at the front desk that Steve Mason is checking in to Cap's room.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Third person.
All right.
And then you will go into that room, and you will use the bed, use the shower. I prefer that you not go number two in the bathroom. That's fine. I mean, if you have to, you have to. There's a lobby bathroom. You know? And then what will happen is you and I will meet later at the game.
Yeah.
At the Laker game.
Right.
And then I will go back to the East Central that night, and you will go home.
And I will have been there, but you don't care. Even if I've, like, rumpled the
What if he has a tryst?
Sheets.
What if I bring a trick back? That depends. That depends. Who's the trick?
What if it's one? What if it's Juan and then he comes by for a quickie?
Sure, Juan stops by.
If that happens, if you and Juan have a quickie in my room.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, yeah, this is.
Whoa.
Just have the maids make up the room.
It will not happen. There will be no.
You will never know.
That's like, true. Yeah, you would never know.
If they call the maids, you'd never know.
Yeah. I'm still convinced, John Ireland, that at some point Steve Mason is going to do it with a woman. And then that's already been done.
He has.
I used to know his old girlfriend.
Yeah, he knew my girlfriend.
But he swears it'll never happen again. He says it will.
By the way. Here's what I think of when I think of Diane Mason's old girlfriend.
Who has passed away.
Oh, no kidding.
She passed away very, very young.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah.
But the thing I always think of when I think about her is your New Year's Eve toast.
Oh, yes.
I was with you for New Year's Eve we're a big group of us together.
Yeah.
And Mace raises a glass. He goes, I want to propose a toast. And he looks right at Diane and he goes, here's to the best thing that ever happened to you. Me. Everybody drank. It was funny.
That's a
very touching toast.
Yeah.
Very touching
toast. That sounds a lot like you, though. I got to be honest.
Did you say that at her memorial?
It tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say that at her memorial service?
No, I did not. I never got back to the memorial. But God bless her. She was a very talented girl.
You went back a couple weeks ago. It's the first time you've been back in a long time.
Yeah,
right?
37 years. Wow. Then I've been back to Bowling Green.
Yeah.
How did that go that you were in? Were you an invited speaker? Did you call him and go, hey, I'm going to be in town. I'd love to share some wisdom.
I was invited by somebody who used to be in Los Angeles, who's now a professor there, who remembers me brought me back, and I talked to one lecture hall and then two classes and a trip to the radio station.
So, Cappy, if you were asked to speak to a group of college students, what would be the most important piece of advice you would want them to get from you?
Hey guys, this is all for the men out there. Mm-hmm. Don't get married until you're 45.
Really?
Yeah, that's my advice.
That's your advice.
I don't know, 45.
Like 45 is kind of late in the game.
I made it to 38.
I did too, 37. But I feel like that's a good age because if you do want to have children, right? Yeah. I feel like 45, you're just getting married. Then you want to have kids. You want to be the 70-year-old guy at your kids' high school graduation?
Yes, you do.
No, absolutely not.
The opposite side of, I think where you and I got married is right about in the sweet spot because all of my friends, and I'm maybe 9, 10 of these guys, they got married in their 20s, all divorced.
Yeah.
Right? Every single one of them.
Yeah,
Cappy, you got married in your 20s, right, Cappy?
Yeah, I got married at 29, and I would say that if you got married at 45 and you have two kids by the time you're 50, that when you're 70 and your second kid is graduating high school, you're going to feel like a very, very spry 70-year-old as opposed to like what I'm going to be. I'm going to be 70, and my son's going to be 50.
Yeah,
or,
by the way,
or 30.
My wife may be listening. I did screw that up. I was 34. I was 37 when we had our first child.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah, I was mid-30s.
I was 39 when I settled with Juan.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think that's
which is about right.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. It's been that long?
Yeah. 39.
Wow. I mean, did you see the shot he just took at you? It's been that long?
I actually took a shot as a compliment.
Yeah.
I've managed to keep a relationship alive.
How long's it been, you and Juan, together?
Almost 19 years. Right? Almost 19 years. Yeah.
You guys have been together longer than I was married.
See?
How long were you married, Cap?
17 years, and then like officially divorced after.
I would say that's a successful marriage.
Yeah, that was a good run.
And I would say a third of that he's been in court after that.
Yeah, that part of it has been very, very.
You can't control that.
Yeah. That is true. Unfortunately, sad but true. Yeah. It's a sad tale, but it's one that must be told.
All right.
I gotta get to the gym.
Oh wow! So you're gonna hear the. By the way, Cappy, May said he's now a big fan of the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, the 6 o'clock.
He feels
hour
like we get
awesome.
A little extra loose in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Yesterday when he started texting. I was like, what are you doing listening at 6? Oh, the gym, right?
The gym, exactly.
Right, the
my
new
days
mace.
Have changed. Yeah. All right, we're back tomorrow at 1. By the way,
to
Michael.
To shock the world.
Michael Thompson's going
to
be here.
To shock the world Thursday.
Pepe Mantilla is going to be here. It'll be fun. 710 ESPN.